Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is January 15th, 2016, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. A growing number of police chiefs and sheriffs join a call to arms. Albany's mandatory gun storage law takes effect. Planned Parenthood sues activists who made secret videotapes. Upstate New York police seize $8.5 million in assets a year without having to prove a crime. The state confiscates veterans' kids over medical marijuana PTSD treatments. Then Leanne investigates the new spy technology students will be forced to pay for out of their own pockets. And Jakari Jackson sits down with the creator of an exciting new role-playing video game.
Over a billion people know my story. It's been told for thousands of years.
All that and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new groundbreaking gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
We see an ever-growing number of politicians and talking heads talking about how we need more gun restrictions, how we need to have magazine limits and say that you can't have a semi-automatic rifle and all this and the other. But we also see a growing number of people in law enforcement who have the common sense to understand that they cannot be there to protect you all the time. And now we see that police chiefs and sheriffs are joining the call to arms. It says of the growing number of rural and big city law enforcement officials who openly encourages responsible gun ownership, Sheriff Judd, he's down in Florida, believes guns allow citizens to defend themselves when police cannot. A California police chief is backing teachers in his district to pack heat. A Detroit police chief has been a leader in the community urging citizens to arm themselves, and a Maryland sheriff is working with the state's General Assembly to try to make it easier to obtain a handgun permit. So this is also in addition to sheriffs like Nick Finch in Florida, also David Clark in Milwaukee, many, many others, more than I have time to name. But these guys understand that they can't be there to protect you all the time. So take the time to educate yourself on the firearm, whether that's a concealed carry class, some type of, shooting engagement, hunting club, whatever, where you can become more proficient with the firearm. Like I tell anybody, I do support people's Second Amendment rights, but you should also learn how to use the firearm properly. That's not necessarily taking a class, but go out and shoot with people who are more experienced than you. So if the time does come, you will have the ability to protect yourself. Because what I tell people, a bad guy is looking for a target of opportunity. A lot of times just pulling out your gun will scare off most people who are just looking for a target of opportunity. Or if nothing else, once you pull that trigger the first time, even if they run away shooting from you, they're probably going to run away. So they're counting on you to be unarmed, and that's how they prey on people. But if you can defend yourself, that changes the issue a whole lot. Now, with more on this, we see the state of New York, which is not surprising to hear this type of thing, but Albany has a mandatory gun storage law that has taken effect. And the city of Albany has joined Rochester, Buffalo, and New York City as a whole in adopting the safe storage requirements, which says basically if your gun is not in immediate use, like if you're not carrying it on your person or whatever, you have to have your gun either locked away or have some type of locking mechanism on it. Now, as with a lot of things, I think a lot of people in the gun control lobby do have good intentions at the grassroots level. Of course, we see major hypocrites like Mayor Bloomberg and Eric Holder and other people of that caliber who have armed bodyguards. They go to these big events that have, or these big buildings that have armed security everywhere Maybe sometimes you can have guys follow them around in the building, but they don't want you to be armed. And it's completely ridiculous. But to say somebody can't have immediate access to a firearm in their home is a big no-no for me, because here in the South, Southwest where we are, you go to somebody's house. You know, it's not as common as it used to be, but you can see a gun rack on the wall. And that's their business. If you choose to buy a gun safe, that's your business. You choose to have a biometric or some other locking mechanism on your firearm, that's your business. But I think it's ultimately up to the gun owner, not the government, to decide how these weapons are stored inside the home. Once again, if you do have children, I definitely encourage you to expose them to the gun. You don't necessarily have to let them shoot it, but say, hey, this isn't like a cartoon. There are real consequences if you pull this trigger and you aim it at somebody that you really don't want to hurt. So you have to definitely be aware of this, because they'll show you the kids, like the little girl who shot the Uzi and it killed the gun instructor. And as horrible and bad as that was, they don't want to tell you about the 15-year-old kid who shot the AR-15 in Houston and got the bad guys, the 12-year-old Oklahoma girl who shot the guy who broke into her home when she was home alone. They don't want to tell you anything about that. And since we're talking about the kids and everything for the kids, and I saw this really funny meme the other day. It was on the site where it says Obama, it had a picture of Obama. He's like, if we can do one thing to help one child, we need to, you know, take away all these guns. And they have a picture of him with Planned Parenthood. And it's like, never mind, you know, because they'll support Planned Parenthood all day long, chopping up babies in the womb. But, you know, if a child is even around a gun, they want to throw the book at the person who owns the firearm. Now we see Planned Parenthood suing the undercover abortion over the undercover abortion videos. It says Planned Parenthood on Thursday filed a long-awaited federal lawsuit against the anti-abortion activists who targeted the group with undercover videos last year. The national organization, along with its California affiliate, is accusing the Center for Medical Progress of unlawful behavior ranging from secret videotaping to trespassing. Now, I do understand there are various, I guess you would call them somewhat wiretapping laws. I'm not exactly sure where California falls into that. But we see another issue here of kill the messenger. We saw it with Julian Assange, Gary Webb, Snowden, Bradley Manning. And they always want to come after the guy who's blowing the whistle on the activities and completely disregard the activities of the people who are actually perpetrating the things. Like we see the people in the Planned Parenthood videos laughing about how they want to buy Lamborghinis. We've seen other people, I believe it's the people who worked for Dr. Kermit, say, like, yeah, he took joy in chopping up the fetuses while they were still alive and moving. And the one video, the undercover video, I guess it wasn't undercover, they interviewed the lady outright. And she was saying that she saw the fetus recoil when they stuck the forceps in there after it. So it's a very sad deal where you would persecute a person who is just trying to get the truth out there as to what's going on with this taxpayer-funded industry, this taxpayer-funded organization. So people can understand exactly, do they really want their tax money to go to an organization like this? And they always say that, oh, it's only, 3% of our finances go to abortions or whatever else. Oh, as one of the pastors we talked to here on this show, Dr. Childress, Pastor Childress, he said he'd like to check those books. Because number one, he's not convinced it's only 3%. And even if it is, when you see these people who protest outside of Planned Parenthood clinics, like they do here in Austin, Texas, those people aren't out there for any other reason than abortion. If you got rid of that 3%, that itty-bitty 3% that you always want to quote, 97% of your problems would go away. But they don't want to do that. They want to continue to say it's for women's rights and they're helping minorities and all this and that, even though they put them in the minority communities. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, saying that she was doing it to exterminate the black weeds. You know, she hung out with the Klan and did all those silly things. Now, let's switch gears a little bit now and talk about, well, go back to the state of New York. We were talking about them a little bit earlier. You guys may have heard of the asset forfeiture seizure clause, which allows police to pretty much take your property without even charging you for a crime. They can just say, hey, you got $10,000 in your car, Bob. You must be a drug dealer. And Bob's like, no, I have $10,000. I'm going to go, you know, buy a car for my, you know, 16-year-old son or whatever. They don't want to hear that. And now we see in upstate New York, they have seized $8.5 million in assets a year without having to prove a crime. And this centers around Justin Lucas. He gathered up $50,000 in cash in 2011 to bail out his brother for a drug charge. But when he took the money to the county jail in a brown paper bag, the sheriff's deputies seized the cash without releasing his brother. They told him that the money was subject of a drug investigation. Lucas's brother eventually pleaded guilty to a felony marijuana possession charge. But even when the case was over, the brother could not get his money back. And it says the sheriff's office had already used a federal law to force him to forfeit the money to the government. Now, you could say that, well, his brother's a drug dealer, so he must have had $50,000 in cash. That's a very strong assumption. Like I said, they could not prove that the guy had gotten the cash through ill-gotten means. And that's just one of many examples of people who have suffered this. But, you know, like a lot of things, people don't care until it actually happens to them personally. And as we're talking about drugs, let's talk about somebody who is using drugs, and I guess in a very legal and lawful way. It says a state confiscates veterans' kids over medical marijuana PTSD treatment. Now, because as everybody knows, the marijuana is now legal in Colorado, and we see a Gulf War veteran who moved to Colorado last year with his children, had his children confiscated by the state of Kansas over his use of medical marijuana to treat his PTSD symptoms. The article goes on to state how he was taking prescription pills from the VA that really wasn't helping, was somewhat making his situation worse. And you see those commercials all the time, you know, these antidepressants, these whatever else type of drugs. Stop taking this product immediately if you have thoughts of violent behavior or a wish for suicide. They say that right in the commercial. I know they say it at the end, real low, real small text on the screen, but they have to warn you over that straight up. And this is Mr. Schwab. He was moving to Colorado with his family. And it says, I guess his wife made the mistake of telling her parents that they were moving with the kids to Colorado. And she said, yeah, we're going to go out there and try to treat the gentleman's PTSD with marijuana. The parents didn't like that. They called them unfit parents and called the state on them. And the state sees the children, very unfortunately. Hopefully they'll get the kids back. But it reminds me of that film, American Drug War. I believe it's 2. They talk about marijuana and the kid was undergoing a cannabis oil treatment. Is that the proper terminology? I'm not real versed in the marijuana lore. Cannabinoid oil. Thank you. The guys are telling me in my head. And the kid was undergoing, he was doing great under the treatment. But once his parents ran out of money and he couldn't continue the treatment, the kid died very unfortunately. But more and more governors are waking up to this and more law enforcement and other people are saying, hey, we're not going to lock people up. We're trying to treat their kids using marijuana. Now, Chipotle has closed their stores or will be closing their stores temporarily to try to figure out why they have a big outbreak of E. coli and Salmonella. I'm not exactly sure what the cause of this is, but they are a very large food retailer, so we'll see how that thing develops. And also the world's largest retailer, maybe they're the second largest retailer. I think Amazon has taken them over, but Walmart is shuttering 269 stores, 154 of them in the United States of America. And it says the stores account for a very small fraction, considerably, of Walmart's revenue. And it says Walmart Stores, Inc. said the store closures will affect 16,000 workers. So this will affect the economy. Regardless of what you think about Walmart, they do employ a whole lot of people. So that's a whole lot of people that will be without a job. And with more on this, on the global economy, on the national economy, we have the special report from John Bound.
The Titanic, we all know, is the global economy, appears to be moving along at full speed. But signs of sea ice are dead ahead. The first alarm bells have been sounded from several economists that know to look for the most subtle signs of danger of a global economic collapse.
We have a bubble around the world in demographic spending, which keeps declining in more countries. And we can predict this by country. Japan was the first to peak, and then the U.S., and now Europe. But we also have the greatest debt bubble in modern history, 2 to 4 times what we've seen back in the roaring 20s, last time we had a debt bubble. And all we need, like in 2008 with the subprime crisis, is a trigger to cause this debt bubble to reset and deleverage, or what I call a financial detox.
And when you go south of the border, even below Mexico way, it's currency crisis after currency crisis, commodity crash after commodity crash. Current events form future trends. What happened yesterday over in Brazil? Well, they had a wonderful time. About 500,000 people turned out to protest against the government. How come? Well, they're in a recession. Inflation is skyrocketing and the currency is plummeting.
Is the economy moving? The Baltic Dry Index has hit a new low. The Baltic Dry Index is the assessment of the price of moving all of the globe's major raw materials by sea, including commodities like coal. grain, and iron ore. Tyler Durden of Zero Hedge reports, last week I received news from a contact who is friends with one of the biggest billionaire shipping families in the world. He told me they had no ships at sea right now because operating them meant running at a loss. Commerce between Europe and North America has literally come to a halt for the first time in known history. Not one cargo ship is in transit in the North Atlantic between Europe and North America. All of them. Hundreds are either anchored offshore or in port. Nothing is moving. It is a horrific economic sign, proof that commerce has literally stopped. The very Chinese shipyards supplying the needed vessels to transport the world's raw materials are going bankrupt due to the struggling economies across the globe. According to Global Times, experts have said that half of China's shipbuilding enterprises will go bankrupt in the coming years. Other signs of a sinking ship? Graham Summers of Zero Hedge reports that the bursting of the bond bubble has begun. The bond bubble was close to $80 trillion in size going into 2008. Globally, the bond bubble has grown by more than $20 trillion since 2008. Today, it is north of $100 trillion with an additional $555+ trillion in derivatives. Globally, over 50% of all corporate bonds are now junk.
In the UK, you have the ability to sell the same bond an infinite number of times. In the United States, you're limited. You can't sell the same bond an infinite number of times. You can sell it a few times and claim that it has a collateral value. But in the UK, and this is why all of the major banks and all the major countries, treasuries, outsource their fraud to the UK. This is why the UK is responsible for the Lehman collapse, the AIG collapse, the Bernie Madoff collapse, the London Whale from JP Morgan collapse, because everyone outsources their fraud to the UK because the UK is where you can commit egregious fraudulent financial behavior.
The Dow Jones has lost 1,500 points in 10 days and still has a lot further to fall. The fragility of the markets are worse than pre-2008. One minor trigger could send the globe into, at the very least, yet another major recession. Regardless, Obama will hear none of that.
Anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Another GOP debate is upon us.
When you had the World Trade Center go, people were put into planes that were friends, family, and they were sent back. They knew what was going on. They went home and they wanted to watch their boyfriends on television.
Who else would come back like that at the Bushes and the Clintons calling them criminals?
And this, the Saudis.
You guys, go back to your live feeds.
You see, we don't have rights in America. Only the people who are outside of this country have a right. The only right that anybody has is to come live in America, presumably to live off of us if that's what they choose. They can come live off of us. They can come create war in our country. That's their right. But people in America don't have rights.
The first and most important priority of the President of the United States is to protect the safety and security of America.
No, it isn't. You're disqualified. You have an oath to the Constitution, and the oath to the Constitution says, and the Declaration of Independence says, you are created to protect our freedoms.
Right.
Not to keep us safe. They didn't want safety. They wouldn't have rebelled against the strongest government in the world if their first priority was safety. Their first priority was liberty. They created a government to protect that. I'm sick of these people.
If we want to defend the country, we have to defend against who's are coming in. And Marco has more of an allegiance to Chuck Schumer and to the liberals than he does to conservative policy.
Do you really think that Republicans have fueled the rise of ISIS?
Where's she been? Who is she?
The allies of ISIS, the Islamic rebels against Assad, that we created a safe space, or made that space bigger for ISIS to grow.
We know what's going on. We know these guys are running ISIS. And when they talk about shutting down freedom of speech, he just repeated the exact same stuff he said in his speech. Even talking about how you don't refer to these people as masterminds, he knows precisely what he's saying. These are a bunch of Morlocks, and the American people are a bunch of Eloi. When they talk about serving America, you're on the menu.
Join InfoWars January 14th, starting at 7 p.m. Central, for another episode of Political Science Theater 3K.
Miami. I want more video games. Why, why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Well, by now, you all have definitely heard this story about some college students who were really upset with the fact that they were being asked to detail some really personal accounts of their sexual history in order to register for classes. This is a new mandatory program that's being rolled out. They're saying it's a federal mandate, but we're seeing as some of these questions are going above and beyond the federal requirement. Now, this particular college, USC, the students were really upset. They got this questionnaire. It was like, please share a little bit about you. How many times have you had sex, including oral sex? How much have you had to drink in the last few months? You know, how many times have you used a condom? And this is based on a program that's supposed to be teaching kids about sexual assault. It's not required to ask them all of these personal questions. As Alex Jones said, this is very cult-like. This is what cults do. They ask you very personal questions so that they can use this information against you. And you might say, well, that's just crazy. Why would they do that? The schools just want to educate these kids on sexual assault. Well, indeed, the school had no idea what was even in this questionnaire. They actually were forced to apologize for it. And the USC senior VP for administration said that they would be removing the inappropriate sexual history questions from this training. And so now that raises a question, well, who's in charge of writing this program? Who's in charge of this software? And that's where things get a little bit sticky, because they're basically taking the federal mandate. This is a federal mandate which requires educational institutions to provide information to students regarding sexual abuse and the dangers of alcohol and drug abuse, as well as the procedures that you would want to take if you were the victim of sexual assault. Nowhere in that federal mandate does it require them to take personal information from you. And so earlier this week, I spoke with a young man, Blaine G, and his mother, Mrs. G. He was actually attempting to register for classes, and he was like, no way am I going to answer this. All sorts of red flags were going off for him, so he refused. And it was just sort of a soft rollout of this program at that point. Well, now it's a semester later, and now it's a requirement. And he's actually been shut out from registering from his classes. And so, rightly, his mom did a lot of legwork, and she was pissed about what she found, and she shared a lot of the information with us. And it turns out that one of the software companies that's in charge of this, EverFi, is kind of linked up there with the government. They have a list of known sponsors that include American Express, Walmart, Bank of America, Discover, Target, Morgan Stanley, Hilton, Comcast, on and on and on. And a lot of venture capital firms, including Google, Amazon, the former CEO of Twitter, his venture capital firm, all of these, they're investing in this software. And guess what? Right in the privacy policy, EverFi says, and, you know, we might share some of these personal details that your kids are offering up with our third-party affiliates. Oh, and by the way, we don't guarantee that this won't be hacked into, that your information won't be scooped up, won't be lost somewhere out there in the Ethernet, or might be used in a nefarious way via a back door. And so it says that, right? You know, I'm obviously paraphrasing, but that's the gist of it in their privacy policy. So let's go ahead and listen to a personal account from a student who refused to take this pervasive, perverse training lesson. All right, joining me now is Blaine. He's a 19-year-old student attending Flathead Valley Community College in Kalispell, Montana. Blaine, thank you so much for joining us. Now, talk to me a little bit about your experience with this program. What happened? So it became something that was mandated for students.
Yes, when I first encountered it, I was in the Running Start program at Flathead Valley Community College last year, so that'd be the fall 2014 semester. And I noticed on the bathroom walls, that was my first, the first time I learned about the program. It said that there's a mandated program on alcohol education and sexual assault that was due on certain dates, and they offered a $5 coffee card as a reward for completion, which I thought was kind of suspicious myself. So why offer monetary
compensation for something that you have to take?
Yeah, something that's mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
I looked into it and I found that it was a soft rollout that year, that it actually was not required, and that they were going to be making it a hard requirement as of spring 2016 semester. So as they, as I've progressed this last semester, they've also required by certain dates, and they have offered more monetary compensation in the form of pizza cards and such. But I have currently been refusing to take the program and am trying to get a waiver currently.
And so what's your problem with the program? Like, what are some of the questions that you feel are intrusive? And obviously I know sort of trying to coax kids into taking this, signing up for this program and offering up your personal information with coffee and $5 gift cards should definitely raise some flags. But what else was it about it that really put you off?
Well, it's actually the main thing with the Haven program, which there's two parts to it. There's alcohol education and Haven. And the Haven is the sexual assault prevention portion. And in it, it's asking you questions like, have you ever coaxed someone with drinks to try to make your chances of having sex with them better? And have you ever had sex with someone who was not able to consent at that time, which in their definition is considered rape?
Mm-hmm.
And there's other such questions as that.
Right. And, you know, pretty much every guy that's bought a drink for a girl at a bar has in their mind, wow, this might relax her and, you know, make her open up a little bit. So right there, everyone is kind of setting themselves up for whatever kind of interpretation whoever's on the other end of this software wants to consider. And of course, they're using all this data mining, saying, you know, have you ever had sex while under the influence of alcohol? Well, according to these new rules and interpretations, that's rape. Along the course of your research, you guys have really been looking into this deeply for the last year. What did you come across that really shocked you?
There's a lot of it, I guess, but the amount of stuff in the terms and conditions and what they're allowed to do with it, basically they have no guarantee that any or all of the information provided is even correct or accurate in any way. And so they're not held accountable at all if they're giving false statistics, which lots of them we looked at appeared to be from contradicting statistics with other more reputable sources. Mm-hmm. And I'm really surprised that no one else has really seemed to look into this at all, considering there's hundreds of schools where this is taking place with thousands of students.
Right. And well, because with there, a lot of parents are probably thinking, yeah, of course I would want my child to understand the dangers of alcohol consumption. I mean, kids all the time are getting into comas and things like that from binge drinking. So, you know, obviously there's a certain aspect to it. And just like you point out with these federal mandates, yeah, they want to have these educational institutions educate people on this, but it does not require students to give personal information or opinions. And the key here is that it's going to a third party corporation.
Yeah, so you can pretty much, if you read their user agreement, they can do pretty much anything they wish to do with it. Mm. And also the required information that by law, they are required to provide us education on this. But I found that at least at my local school and many others that I've looked at, it's all in their federal reports, pretty much all the required information. If you just read that or hand out a 15-page brochure, that's pretty much everything that's required by law.
So the key here with this story is that this is a complete overstep of the law. These companies are now taking this information and using it for their own purposes. It's not mandatory yet across the country, but it's going to be. So it's important that we fight back while the law still is in our hands. I mean, if you look at other stories that are coming out, college is forcing freshmen to wear Fitbits that track all of their moves so they can see how much they're exercising throughout the day. Or a lot of people were saying that these wellness programs that the insurance providers, they would offer you some incentives if you participate in these wellness programs. Well, now they're becoming involuntary. They're mandatory. Like we're seeing an employee who was his insurance was taken away from him completely because he refused to give in to this biometric screening that the insurance company was forcing on the company there. So, I mean, you're seeing that this it's voluntary at first, but it's becoming mandatory. And that's why it's time to understand what you're doing. I mean, we saw the video there with Mark Dice, where he was just walking up to random people on the street and asking for their information. And because he was authoritative and because he seemed as though he was the authority figure, they were just offering him up all of their personal details. So it's time for people to wake up, quit buying into this ultimate surveillance state, quit offering up your information freely, know where it's going. And when you see something fishy like this at your university, stand up.
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well, and he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would have never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having 3 kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, Infowars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
And welcome back. When you turn on your television, you don't see too much accurately portrayed about the Bible. You see many other types of shows, magic shows, cop shows, crime shows, but very little based on the Bible, and that also extends to video games. And with more on this, we have Mike Madden. He is the Director of Development for Kingdom Games right here in Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining us, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so what spurred you on the route to make a biblically-based video game?
You highlighted a lot of it in your opening, saying that it's not prevalent there, and the founders recognized that in looking at where kids are spending their time, and rather than fighting to remove them from that activity, let's take those great historical stories that are just founded in moral and ethics in many ways and put it in front of them in a medium that they enjoy spending time on. I think you can ask any child about their favorite game, and they'll tell you top to bottom from characters and world lore. So they obviously retain from that process. So we felt it was a place that we could contribute in a different way and present a different offering and a different option for parents.
Yeah, that's a great point to make, because oftentimes when you talk about teaching kids about the Bible, it's a cartoon movie or a coloring book, and all those things are well and good, but as the kids mature, they kind of spur off that. So if you tap into the video game market, you know, it's just another way to get to them. So as far as the gameplay, I don't want to give away too many of your trade secrets, but you know, what kind of experience can somebody expect from playing one of your video games?
It is an action RPG, similar to a lot of other games that are out there, like Torchlight and some other very successful titles. But we are based on the biblical era and that time period. So it's a lot of, there is fighting. I mean, the Bible has a lot of violent moments. Mm-hmm. We tried to make it a very good video game, regardless of your belief system, so that way we can capture, you know, and it's passive in its learning, in how you can experience it and take it just as a video game story. And then there's also elements and nuggets of information that if you want to look further into where this came from or a piece of scripture, you can dive into that as well. So, it's an action RPG game, lots of combat and lots of characters. You control five heroes of David, as he is uniting the region under the flag of Israel.
Absolutely. Now, video games can be a very educational experience, mm-hmm. in a positive way, because I will attest when I was younger, I used to play mm-hmm. Metal Gear Solid.
Yep.
And when I was a kid, I thought it was just all fiction. I mean, of course, it is a fictional story.
It is.
But the first time I heard about DARPA, you know, the type of weaponry that they mm-hmm. were developing, I didn't realize a lot of that stuff was true until I came to work here. And I was like, that's in the video game I played like 10 years ago, and yeah. the stuff is true. So, yeah, it can be very educational for the people who want to take that route with the material.
Absolutely. And there's lots more stories to tell, and we're going to continue to do that. And we're trying to change and add things, as I mentioned, on the ethical and moral side of things, where rather than every game being about hoarding treasure and how much you accumulate, we've got a donation system where the more you give, you actually benefit the whole of the people and your community. So we're really trying to make a good, fun game and be engaging, but also, if we can, teach them some good values along the way and hopefully change some perceptions of what video games can be.
With Kingdom Games, when did you guys get started?
I guess that was 2013 in August.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. 2013.
So about two years now, almost 2.5 years.
Okay, so you have your titles coming out further on down the road. Do you want to focus on this title, or do you already have some things in mind of what you want to do in the future?
Well, 5 Guardians of David, which is our first release, came out in November, available on Steam, is a saga in that it is a long generational story that we will tell. So we are looking and actively developing on that. But again, we are always looking at what other stories and cultivating and what other projects we can take on. But right now, 5 and continuing on that path right now is our focus.
Yes. Now, as we started off saying in our introduction, there's not a lot of stuff going on in the mainstream media.
Correct.
And a lot of times that when you do have a movie such as, the movie came out with Russell Crowe, we played Noah, a lot of people criticized that.
Of course.
So how accurately are you trying to stay to the biblical principles that are in the Bible, the biblical stories that are in the Bible?
As much as we can be. But again, it's that balance of needs to be a fun, engaging thing. Mm-hmm. Where it's not an action moment. We actually have the same artist that did the comic, the Action Bible, which is a very graphic novel.
Okay.
Well, we worked with Sergio, and all of our cut scenes are in a comic book fashion. So, we've talked to people that are in seminary and whatnot who have commented on how in detail we go for this period of the story. And we cover David and Goliath up through Bathsheba and the Uriah tragedy. So it really focuses and is about a 20-hour game experience in that time period. And we try to be as accurate as we can, but still lean on fun. And we don't want to burden the player too much with unfun activities, if you will.
Yes, and the story of King David is filled with action. You know, the saying that Saul killed thousands, David killed tens of thousands.
That's right.
So I'm sure there's plenty of action to be had. And it's a really interesting story because a lot of people don't know that King David is David from David and Goliath.
That's
so
right.
As you pointed out there, you start him, as a young shepherd boy up to the height of his kingdom, I guess.
That's correct. And you actually take on the role alongside and parallel to this storyline where you do get to play David in the David and Goliath fight, but you're playing 5 of his mighty men that are called out in the Bible, Abishai and Benaiah and Joshobeam and Shammah and Eleazar. And so each has kind of a separate fighting style, and you can switch to them at any time while you play. And so we can have a little looseness in their conversations and dialogue by staying true to the David story because we're not playing David. And so it kind of goes alongside and, it's great. It
works
out really, really well. Yeah.
Good parallel story. Okay, so you said it's on Steam. So if somebody was watching this and they want to get it right now, what do they need to do?
You can go to Steam. It's a PC delivery platform, really good, secure way to buy digital content. Go there, search for 5 Guardians of David. You can go to our website, kingdomgames.com or 5guardiansofdavid.com, and there's links and everything all around. So, yeah, we'd love for you to take a look at it.
All right, Mike, let's talk a little bit about your history. What brought you into the world of video games? Because I'm sure there are many people, gamers and fans watching this right now, and they're thinking, well, how can I get to the point where I'm the director of development? So just with about 3 minutes we have, tell people a little bit about Mike Madden.
I had a little bit of a troubled youth, I would say. Didn't really pay attention to school at the time that I was in it.
I'll agree.
it happens to a lot of us. Unfortunately, took a different path, and about 1920, kind of had to hit the reset button on life. Games have always been a part of my childhood and playing them. But found an ad that said game players wanted. It happened to be Sega in 1991 and, as a QA tester. And I've been doing this for about 25 years now. In the first week of that job, I realized this is a career and I've completely dedicated myself to it. I'm self-taught. And that's one thing about this industry. I can teach anybody to make a game. Mm-hmm. I can't teach you to have the passion.
Yes.
And that's what it takes. And if you care enough, we can overcome everything else. And so I'm very passionate about what I do. It's not a job for me. I wake up every day excited.
Well, that's good, you know, because that's a lot of things that, you know, kids miss. And, you know, they go to college and whatever. And you, like you said, you can teach somebody the fundamentals, the skills, but if you don't have the, you don't have the passion, you can't teach somebody the ambition to be, you know, self-taught as you are, because a lot of the guys in the crew here, they're self-taught to, you know, various extents. Some of them went to school, some of them didn't. Some of them went to, you know, like Rob Dew, our news director, he went to school for something that was nothing to do with this. You know, he went to school for acting, but he had the,
entertainment industry in general.
Yeah, he had the passion to go forward and go about this. So that's very encouraging to hear that you guys pretty much started self-taught. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's harder to do, and even better yet, schools are now starting to have accredited graduate, you know, level classes for it. And universities are even starting to give e-sport scholarships equivalent to a normal football scholarship. For kids to come in and play video games at a professional level and learn what the mechanics are behind that and the science behind it, you know, on how things are played and whatnot. So it's really come a long way, and it's becoming more mainstream and easy to find, where back in the day it was, getting into the business was like finding an arcade in an alleyway. You just kind of stumbled in, you know.
All right, Mike, that sounds very exciting. Kingdom Games is the website they want to check it out. Also check out the games on Steam, and we definitely look forward to seeing the rest of the series.
Thank you very much for having us, giving us the opportunity to talk about it.
All right. Stay tuned right after this for more special reports.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can get 6 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, but only for one more week. Next Monday, the special that only comes around once a year ends. In fact, we've never offered 6 months free before, but I really want to get more people to join and to be able to watch the nightly news, to see the live reports we do, the special reports, all my films, ebooks, and so much more. One person can share their membership with 20 people, and you are funding the absolute very leading edge, the vanguard of the resistance to the globalist operation on every front. We have to have our own platform that is harder for them to censor, harder for the system to shut down. PrisonPlanet.tv. We put out the daily radio show free with the video and audio feeds at Infowars.com/show. But it is the members that get the nightly news exclusively and first, and the commercial free video podcasts and audio podcasts that are paying it forward and financing and helping so many other people see the truth when we put the videos on Facebook, YouTube, and it's PrisonPlanet.tv that finances so much of the cameras, the equipment, the crew, the reporters. You are becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You get exclusive HD, higher quality, get it first, and then you can download it, share it with friends and family, share your passcode with them, your username. It's a win-win, and then you're helping finance to put it out for free to everybody. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water. Save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The global economic designed meltdown was coming, and out of it they're going to announce a new planetary government backed up by strategic drawing rights, SDRs. It's just digital made-up money backed up with carbon taxes, digital money transfer taxes, VATs paid by regional government combines into the IMF, World Bank, International Bank of Settlements, controlled by the WTO, and all of these secret agreements like the TPP that are now public after they put them in place, that transfer all power to unelected corporate boards that have diplomatic and corporate immunity, and for all intents and purposes are about 95% tax exempt.
They put so many taxes on us, it's hard for them to avoid them all, but it's incredible. Whether it's the socialist government of France caught with all these Swiss bank accounts, not paying taxes, and then they don't get in trouble, or the EU bureaucrats not paying taxes, look it up. They're unelected. The EU parliament is advisory to the permanent bureaucracy that's now creating an international police force and controls NATO. I mean, you want to be conquered by 21st century tyranny? It isn't Napoleon, it isn't Hitler, it isn't the Russians. It's this global corporate combine. It's the new world order. And I've put out a bunch of Facebook mentions, a bunch of YouTubes the last month saying global collapse imminent, emergency. I've talked to top elites. You see all the high-powered folks that come on the show, from Congress people to famous special forces commanders, to top movie producers, to major bankers. I mean, for every person you see on the show or hear on the show, there's five or six prominent I talk to off record. I was told 5 years ago by a billionaire defense contractor owner, multi-billionaire, that they were leaving the United States and that I had 4 to 5, maybe 6 years until it was, quote, gone. And they were going to New Zealand and also the Cook Islands with their money. And they knew who I was, came to me, talked to me. They saw me in a lawyer's office in a building. I kind of knew, I knew I'd seen them before, but then I looked them up. I was like, oh my God, that is who they said they were. I had like a 15-minute conversation with them. And I said, well, what is it that's happening? And they said, you already know. You already say it. You're going to be getting very popular. You're going to be getting very big. You're going to be getting very, very famous. And I was like, well, I don't want to get famous off that. She said, look, you're just dead on. Now we're here. Walmart's closed hundreds of stores. 100 million Americans are on some form of welfare, and 98 million are out of the workforce. They're flooding us with unskilled workers on record to drive down wages and bankrupt us. Obamacare is designed to bankrupt the country. Cloward and Piven, they're just doing everything to bankrupt our fracking industry. People demonize it all day. Okay, it was the only economy we had left. We're sitting here watching all this happen, and Obama's on the news last week saying, you know, anybody that says that we don't have the best economy and it's not great, you know, is basically full of bull. I'm going to go show you the clip in a moment, the actual quote. It's like he said, there are no ISIS in America, no threat, and 2 days later there's an attack in San Bernardino. So if he says up, it's down. If he says left, it's right. If he says black, it's white. If he says it's polka dotted, it's not. I mean, it's incredible, and it's on purpose lying to us. They also say, well, don't be gloom and doom. That'll destroy confidence. It'll get worse. That's not what's doing this. I've seen thousands of comments over the years saying, you're gloom and doom. You're going to cause the collapse. I didn't cause the derivatives to be 1+ quadrillion in 2008. Now it's 2.2 as of last year. We haven't gotten new numbers in 6 months. I mean, you're talking about mega massive information here. It's hundreds of times all the real wealth in all the world. It's impossible to pay. It's not our debt. It was created. It was absolutely set up and developed so that we could be tied to all that debt, bail out the big banks, and in bailing it out, we become their slaves and in debt to them. This is economic warfare. And look, I don't respond to the trolls, but there's national trolls, the New York Times and others, you know, saying I'm a fear peddler, porn, fear porn, Gerald Celente is. No, we're not. The fundamentals are 2+2=4. And everything has been to shut down small businesses. Everything has been to vertically integrate and consolidate power. Everything has been to take over local banks and real lenders. The big banks get their own free money now. They don't even lend anymore. And it's getting worse. This is a controlled economic takeover. That's the problem. It'd be one thing if it was just a normal deal, but 29 was staged. That's come out in Congress. This is totally staged. It's going to be worse, probably. It's going to be real bad. It's happening for sure, but it's going to be bad. They can't pump up the markets forever, and they're just giving themselves the money when they do it and destroying the overall economy. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Now, we're going to play this report on the show today as well as David Knight and others break it down, and they've already played this clip on the show today. But here is Obama, you know, openly saying anyone who says economy declining is lying. Okay, here you go.
Anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction.
And then he goes on to say it's wonderful when all the fundamentals are the opposite. Now, for the globalists, things are wonderful because they're consolidating control. They're crony capitalists.
Look at this. Walmart to close 629 stores. CNBC, or I said that wrong, 269 stores. And they're going to lay off 16,000 people. There's the article from Zero Hedge up on Infowars.com. So check that out for yourself. Look, I can show you a bunch of clips. I can sit here and go over it with you all day long. All I'm telling you is they tell you, believe in confidence, believe everything's fine, get into debt, go along with the system, everything's going to be wonderful, trust the system, on and on and on. And the more we trust the system, the more we go along with what they say, the worse it gets, because it's a plan to take over the world and use economic depravity and economic deprivation to control people. This is their own strategy written by Carol Quigley in 1967 in Tragedy and Hope, a battle plan for the CIA and the State Department run by these foreign interests. Our country got taken over in 1947 by the National Security Act by foreign interests. We've had a soft coup for a long time inside the country, building their world government empire with our blood, our sweat, our tears, our money, our treasure, our young men and now women. And then we get the blame for all of it. The globalists hate us more than anybody. They want to mount the Republic's head on the wall after they're done sucking us dry like a big fat spider eating a weevil. Stop being fools. Stop buying into the propaganda. Break your conditioning. Realize that lying to yourself and submitting to them only allows them to screw you over. The awakening's happened. I'm not talking to our general audience, but I'm talking to other people out there that don't get it. You can't side with the system delusionally and get out of this, and then it's going to be nice to you. It's predatory. You're delusional. You have Stockholm syndrome, where you, the victim worships their accuser, worships their captors, worships their enslavers, worships the tyrants, worships the parasites, worships the criminals, worships the scum that are raping them and robbing them, and always telling them how they're bad. And it's something that women historically go under Stockholm syndrome more than men. It's biological, it's evolutionary, that women would get captured and taken over, and they go, oh, okay, you're right, you just killed my husband and kids. You know, you're a foreign army that came in 5,000 years ago. I'll go ahead and bow down to you. I guess it's right. Oh, you know, King Booga, you're so great, and you hug them. Men aren't supposed to do that, folks, and men have been turned into complete emasculated cowards and slaves. And you act worse than women. There are a lot of tough women in history, too. It's just statistically, they go under Stockholm syndrome a lot quicker, a lot easier, learned helplessness. But now, men are pathetic. It's time for you to get up and stand up, break your conditioning, get involved. Physical courage isn't what it's about. It's about mental courage to admit what's happened, to be involved, to not care if you're ridiculed. Because as Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Break your conditioning now. Get involved. Wake up and reach out to others. You are the resistance.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. And thank you for watching at home. I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again next week.
And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that?
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these
and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.